Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Ayin Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. HaPesach Hashochto Shlo Lishmoi, B'Shabbos, Chayav Lo Chatas. If one slaughtered a Korban Pesach Lo Lishma on Shabbos, he's liable a Korban Chatas, a sin offering. V'shar Kol HaZvochim Sheshochtan L'Shem HaPesach, Im Einu Mu'iyim Chayav, Im Mu'iyim, Reblezu Mechayav, Chatas, V'shur Poite. All other sacrifices that were slaughtered as a Pesach, if they are not suitable, he's liable. If they are suitable, Reb Lezer says that he's liable, and Meshua says that he is exempt. Am Reb Lezer, ma im ha-pesach shu muta lishmoi, kushishine es shmoi chayev, zvochim, shenasurim lishman, kushishine es shman, ein adin shehi chayev. Reb Lezer says that if for the Pesach that may be slaughtered on Shabbos lishma, when he intended it for another sacrifice, he's liable. For sacrifices that may not even be slaughtered lishma on Shabbos, if he intended them for another sacrifice, he will surely be liable. Amalov Yeshua, lo yimamal, bepesach, shishina shmai bedova osa, taimer bezvochim, shishinan bedova mutter. Yeshua responds, no, if you said about the Pesach that was changed to a sacrifice that may not be slaughtered on Shabbos, would you say it about sacrifices that were changed to a sacrifice that may be slaughtered on Shabbos? Amalov Yeshua, emoi tzibor yerchichu, shein mutarim lishman, vashechet lishman chayev. The Rebbe responds, public sacrifices prove it as they are permitted lishma, and one who slaughters other sacrifices for them is liable. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, lo yimamalt be'amorid tzibur sheyesh lahem kitzva, tan bepesach she'ein lo kitzva. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, if you say it about public sacrifices that are limited, for example, it's known that the tamid offering is only offered once in the morning, so if he acts incorrectly, it will be considered shogeg, an act of involving negligence rather than a mere mistake. However, the Pesach does not have such a limit as many have brought, so he could make a mistake. Rameh says even one who slaughters other sacrifices as public sacrifices on any Shabbos is exempt. The Gemara says Masnisa b'yodeh boi shehu pesach v'shochta v'shem shlomim. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah refers to when he knows that it's a Pesach offering and he slaughtered it as a shlomim offering. Haya yodeh boi shehu shlomim v'shochta v'shem oila v'mana omar yesh v'asiyosim mitzvah v'b'yosim omar ein v'asiyosim mitzvah. If he knows it's a shlamim and he slaughters it as an oila, Rabbi Mana said that its performance is a mitzvah and is valid. Rabbi Yosef says its performance is not a mitzvah and is invalid. Elu tzibur shahaya sovo shehen kvasim, v'shachtan l'shem eilim, shem alay alu tzibur l'shem eilim. The Gemara asked the two public rams that are bought as an oila on Shavuos that he thought were sheep to be used for the shlamim and he slaughtered them as rams. Would they not fulfill the requirement of the public to bring rams? V'tani kein, elei tzibur shahayasovah shehen kvasim, v'shachtan l'shem eilim, kvar alu l'tzibur l'shem chayva. And we support that from a b'risa. Public rams that he thought were sheep and he slaughtered them as rams, the public fulfilled the obligation. Masnisa b'sovah boi shehu pesach v'shachtan l'shem pesach. The Mishnah that taught that all other sacrifices that were slaughtered as a pesach, if they're not suitable, he's liable, referred to when he thought it was a pesach and he slaughtered it as a pesach. If he knew it was a shlomim, but he thought that it's permitted to change a shlomim into a pesach, Rav Mana said its performance is not a mitzvah and it's invalid, and Rav Yosef said its performance is a mitzvah and it's valid. It's logical to say that the halacha follows Rav Mana in the former case, and it follows Rabbi Yosef in the latter case. Amin leith hadar Rabbi Lezer tisayva al Rabbi Yeshua. The yochel meima leich heich at moishiveni midav shedarke lechalef al davar shein nedarke lischalef. The kavachayma of Rabbi Lezer that we had earlier is not a successful proof against Rabbi Yeshua, as he could respond that for sacrifices that were changed to become a Pesach, it's logical to say he's exempt since it's normal to change them on the 14th. However, it's abnormal to change a Pesach into another sacrifice on the 14th. Similarly, the response of Rabbi Yeshua to the Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Lezer is not valid, as Rabbi Lezer could say a different Kal V'Chomer if the Pesach of Reuven, which was slaughtered for Shimon, was changed into something valid and he's nevertheless liable. For sacrifices that are prohibited to slaughter Lishma, he will certainly be liable. Rabbi Meir Omer Hashechet L'Shem Emoi Tzibur Pater. The Mishnah taught that Rav Meir told us that even one who slaughters other sacrifices as public sacrifices on any Shabbos is exempt. Amr Blaza, Divrei Rabbi Meir Afilo Egel. Rav Blaza said, who may have held that even if one slaughtered a calf of shlamim as a public sacrifice, he's liable. One can learn two things from this statement of Rabbi Elazar. The first is public sacrifices are not limited, and secondly, it's not normal to change their identity, and also, however, their performance is a mitzvah and they are valid even though the owner has not fulfilled his obligation. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omar, Yesh Ba'asiyoseh Mitzvah, Kagoin, Yivimtoi, Nida, Ubaaleh. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said an example of its performance as a mitzvah is performing Yibum with a lady who is a Nida. Yibum is performed by having relations, which in this case is prohibited since she's a Nida. In this case, even Rav Meir agrees that he's liable, as he should have verified in advance whether or not she was a Nida. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ein Ba'asiyoseh Mitzvah, Kagoin, Shnei Shpudim, Echad Shal Shchuta, Echad Shal Nevela, Rubikesh Lachol Mizeh Racha Mizeh. Rabbi Yochanan says an example of its performance is not a mitzvah is when there are two spits, one with slaughtered meat of Kodshim and one with meat that was not slaughtered. He wishes to eat the slaughtered and he ate the non-slaughtered. In this case, Rabbi Meir agrees that he's exempt. Nasnisa Pliga al Rabbi Yochanan. Shachach Umal Es Shalach Shabbos V'Shabbos V'Bleze Mechayev Chatas V'Rishua Paiter. A question against Rabbi Yochanan is from a Mishnah in Shabbos. If there were two babies, one was scheduled to have his circumcision on Shabbos, and the other was to have it on Sunday. If he forgot, and on Shabbos he circumcised the baby who was scheduled to have it on Sunday, Rabbi Elazar says that he's liable, a korban chatas, and Rabbi Shua says that he's exempt. Harei, in b'asos mitzvah, Rabbi Shua poter. And for this baby, the performance of his circumcision was not a mitzvah, and Rabbi Shua says that he's exempt. Shmuel Kavutke Omar Lemocha Yesh b'asos mitzvah. Shmuel Kavutke answers, no, tomorrow, however, the circumcision will be a mitzvah, so it's considered that his mind was busy with performing a mitzvah.